Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
No JR tonight. You got me for the next 4 hours. I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine, with my guy Ryan back in studio spinning the wheels for us. So get comfortable, lean back in that recliner. Turn on the black light, pick up the peace pipe, whatever you got to do, and turn your radio up. We're talking sports. You want to talk with us? The number is 888-710-4ISN, and we got plenty of sports to talk about. We'll talk some baseball, even though the World Series doesn't start until Friday. We've got another full slate of Sunday NFL football games, and we're getting to the point where it actually matters. You know what I'm saying? Some of these teams, if they lose, their playoffs chances are looking pretty bleak. We'll get there. And then, of course, we'll talk some basketball because tonight, for the first time on an NBA court, we'll get to see Cooper Flagg. For the first time in a long time on an NBA court, we'll get to see Joel Embiid. And maybe you're a Knicks fan listening to me right now. We're an hour away from tip-off between your Knickerbockers and the favorite to win the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers, although it's your Knicks that should be the favorite. We'll get there in just a little while. Before we talk about any of that, I got to talk Halloween, because Halloween is now 9 days away by my math, and I've been talking to this girl, and she is convinced that we're going to go as a couple, and we're going to wear one of those cutesy couples costumes, ketchup and mustard, or whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. And I got to be honest, I've gone 40 years without, I don't know, either having the pleasure of doing that with somebody or the embarrassment of having to be dragged around all night with somebody, Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy, whatever it is. And so we came up with a solution. She's like, what about being a pirate? We can just both go as pirates. Would you be cool with that? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Because pirates are cool. And once I have a couple of pops, I can walk around and go, yarr. That's a terrible pirate impersonation, but you know what I mean. I just don't want to wear the patch. I don't want to wear the patch, and I can't decide if I really want to wear a hook or if I don't want to wear a hook, but I feel like patches and hooks are necessary if I'm going to be a pirate. But earlier today, I'm just strolling down Main Street, and I go into a thrift store, which isn't really my style, but I'm thinking maybe this is the place that will have the pirate outfit. You know what I'm saying? Like, where else do you go? Seriously, where do you go to get a pirate outfit? If anybody knows, hit me up, 888-710-4ISN. Don't say the internet. Of course, I can go to the internet, but I wanted to walk into a store and try it on and make sure that, you know, everything felt right, especially the patch. And so I go into the thrift store, and they don't have a pirate outfit, but what they did have is a Don Slott t-shirt jersey. Ryan, when I say the name Don Slott, does that mean anything to you?
Should it? I feel like I've never heard of that, and I feel like if I should know it, it's something inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate. It sounds inappropriate. It's Slott, S-L-A-U-G-T. Get your head out of the gutter. That's
like Slaughter?
How it's spelled.
Like Sergeant Slaughter?
Yeah, exactly that way, but without the E-R. He was a catcher for the Pirates between 1991 and 1995, and apparently he balled out in 1992. He hit .345 for a while. Anyway, I didn't know who he was either, but I think that is the Pirate uniform for me. I think I got out of having to wear the patch and all that. I think that's funny. And I feel like there are some people, especially Pittsburgh Pirates fans of the 1990s, that are remembering the good old days. Bobby Bonilla, Andy Van Slyke, Doug Drabeck. Damn, they don't call you the sports machine for nothing. Are going, yeah, that's funny. A Don Slott jersey. I don't know if she's going to think that's funny. If she shows up in full pirate gear and I show up in that, I don't know, man.
The goal should be maybe ghost pirate. Like you're like a pirate that's maybe passed away.
I think Don Slott's still with us. Let me check real quick.
Ty Cobb, maybe? Goes Ty Cobb?
Maybe that's the move to make, is I find a dead pirate. Because the thing is, if I want to go as like a specific pirate, the only ones that I know are Captain Hook and whatever Johnny Depp's name was in that movie. That's it. That's the only pirates I know. Should we know more
Blackbeard,
pirates?
Blackbeard.
I guess we should. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Blackbeard. There's.
Okay, that's three.
Well, yeah.
I don't even think we can come up with a Mount Rushmore of pirates between you and I.
No, there's a...
Here we go.
Blackbeard. Isn't there Redbeard?
No, see? Then you start a line.
No.
My best friend's got a red beard, Ian. He's a ginger, but he's not a pirate.
I know. I was just going to start naming pirates.
See? No, but you don't know pirates. If you do, 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. All right. Let's talk some football. And then we'll get into the NBA because there's actually a lot of really good games tonight. And let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, like 8 or 9 teams tip off the season. But let's start in the NFL where... I don't know if I owe you guys a public apology wherever you're listening to me tonight on the Infinity Sports Network, or if it's the other way around and you owe me an apology, because heading into this season, I heard a lot of the Chiefs are done, the Chiefs are dead, their dynasty is over with because of what happened in the Super Bowl, and it wasn't pretty. That was one of the ugliest games that I've ever seen. Philadelphia boat raced them, that somehow that was a blueprint to beat the Chiefs. And then the season started, and the Chiefs stumbled out the gates, and they lost a couple of games, and Mahomes didn't look Mahomes-ish like we've gotten used to. And I came on the radio like a month ago, real time, and I said, you know what? Y'all were right. My bad. You guys know that I'm talking to you at this point probably from Kansas City, and that both my grandpas are lifelong Chiefs season ticket holders, and that it's been really good being a Chiefs fan. That's a really easy job over the last 7 or 8 years since Patrick Mahomes got to town, so... I'm stuck in this weird bubble where when I take phone calls from everywhere, sometimes people put me in my place. And after the first couple of weeks, I had to come on and say, you guys were right. The Chiefs maybe aren't dead, but I think the dynasty's over and it's the time for the Ravens. That's how dumb I was. Or the Bills or somebody else in the AFC. And what I should have done is said nothing. My dad gave me that advice a long time ago. Now, it's not the best advice for a radio host. Like my boss, Dave, he probably wouldn't be too happy if I was like, hey, boss, I think I'm going to try something new on the next show. I'm just not going to say anything. But like, you know, when you don't know 100%, just calibrate for a minute, sit back, relax. What I did was the Chiefs lost a couple of games and I came on saying the sky was falling. And I should have just waited a little while because a couple of things have happened in the last month. We don't know if there's any great teams in the AFC, and I'm including the Kansas City Chiefs when I say that. Buffalo certainly isn't. Do we even know if Buffalo's the best team in their division? You could easily convince me right now, if you're a better like me, just to put your money down on New England, because they already beat Buffalo, so they got the game in hand. If you look at the standings right now, technically, it's New England that's in first place. If they were a stock, would you want your money in the Patriots or the Bills? So that's not a great team. Baltimore would probably have to win out at this point, or maybe lose one more game to make the playoffs. If we're just going record-wise, are we really saying that Pittsburgh is a really great football team that all of a sudden is going to win playoff games and we're going to look up and it's the Steelers in the AFC Championship or the Indianapolis Colts? I'm not there yet. It's still the Chiefs. Come on now. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number about these two things. The Chiefs aren't the team to beat. Tell me I'm wrong about that. I don't know if the playoffs are going to go through Arrowhead because right now, even Kansas City's not leading their own division. Denver, I don't know how they pulled off that game, and we can talk about that if you want to, but damn. And that was at home against the Giants, so I'm not going to give them too much credit for the comeback. But let's look up and see if at the end of the year the Chiefs win the division again, because that's been kind of the magic trick that people don't talk about enough, where once the NFL went to one bye a few years ago, it became so much more valuable than it ever was, because the Chiefs' path through the playoffs – pretty much the entire time since Mahomes has been the quarterback, has been you have a bye, so you get to sit at home, watch the games on your 80-inch flat screen, have your old lady cook you up your favorite meatballs or whatever you like, sleep in your own bed, and then you get to play at home. You win that game. All of a sudden, you're already in the AFC Championship game. You win that one, you're back in the Super Bowl, Mahomes and the Chiefs. That's been their trick, where Mahomes has only had to play 2-3 games in his entire career on the road in the playoffs. And can he do that and win? Obviously. But is it a whole lot easier to not play, get the bye, win 2 games at Arrowhead, and get back to the Super Bowl? If the Chiefs somehow end up with home field advantage, I'm telling you right now, you might as well empty the bank account they're getting back. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. And while we're talking about the Chiefs being the best, is he not still the best? Is Mahomes not the MVP? I was looking right now at the favorite. It's still Josh Allen. Based on what? And then it goes Baker Mayfield. Guess who's after that? And that's not hyperbole, Ryan. Like, I actually want you to guess. So it's right now you can get at BetMGM +250, Josh Allen 3-1, Patrick Mahomes, like 4-1, Baker Mayfield. Who do you think is next?
Indiana Jones, Daniel Jones?
That's a great guess, actually, but no. It's Drake May.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess I see it. But like,
but that just tells us kind of the, I guess, the where the quarterbacks are right now as we speak, and that there's no Lamar, there's no Joe Burrow. Some of the dudes that we thought, you know, you can get at long odds. It just looks wrong to me. It doesn't make any sense, and I'm certainly no fan of this guy. Discount double check. You get Aaron Rodgers at 90-1 right now to be the MVP. I'm just saying. I said I'd take some phone calls. Let's do it. Let's go out to Maryland, where my guy Ed joins us tonight on the Infinity Sports Network. What up, Ed?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm chilling. What's going on? Yeah.
So it looks like you have a bit of a dilemma when it comes to the party. Now, you're going with a young lady, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, sometimes you got to take one for the team because, you know, and I don't want to get too personal with this, but are you, at the end of the night, after you drink your pops and things like that, are you guys going to weigh anchor in the same dock or no?
Oh, man.
You know, come on, man. I mean, Don't answer that.
Well, I suppose if everything goes perfect, then I will, I don't know the way to say this, make sure the ship goes down or doesn't go down. Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, so, dude, I'm not big on dressing up. I'm 62. But if I had that opportunity 10, 15 years ago and I had a chance, you know, because you think about it, man, it's a whole role play thing. And I know that's kind of crazy, but you're the
pirate. You should see her outfit, bro. You should see her outfit. Oh, like her. Oh, man. It is. Her outfit is, you know how girls do. And she's got the pirate patch and she's got the hook. And there's not a whole lot else, really, like to the whole outfit. So, yeah, she's going to. And thanks for the phone call. He leaves the line free at 888-710-4ISN. I'm doing it for her and I'm doing it for me. And I'm kind of doing it for the homies. You're telling me there's not going to be some dude out there at the bar that looks at the back of my shirt and it says slot. That's slot, by the way. S-L-A-U-G-T, former Pittsburgh Pirate catcher from 91 to 95, sitting next to this smoking hot girl dressed like a pirate, and they're not going to think that's hilarious. I think it's funny. I think maybe here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a parrot to put on my shoulder so in case there's any confusion, because I don't mind the hook. I feel like the hook would be good because I like to drink beers that have you need like a twist off thing. You know, I don't like the twist off, is what I'm trying to say. So I could use the hook. The patch, though, the patch is no good. I don't need the patch. All right, back to the football. Where I'm looking at these divisions, I think that ultimately 17 games, end of the schedule, we look up. It's probably going to be the Chiefs. Give me 12-5 if Denver also goes 12-5. I guess it's going to come down to who wins those games, ultimately. In the South, everybody's a fraud, except for Indy. Sorry, Indy. And I need to really say sorry again because I remember this offseason, I was trying to name the teams that I thought were so bad they could end up with the number one pick. And this is back when we thought that we knew that there were going to be some good college quarterbacks coming out, because I don't know who's good. I mean, they all stink. Manning stinks. Klubnik stinks. Nussmeier stinks. These guys all stink. But I think that you look at that division outside of Indy, because heading into the season, I can't be the only one who thought they were going to suck. I thought there was going to be them and New Orleans and the Jets, and I was right about New Orleans and the Jets. But Indy, my bad. You don't suck. Right now you got the best record in the AFC, although I couldn't have been the only one that thought that. Heading into this season, which wasn't that long ago, like a month and a half real time, And let's be real. They were looking at Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson and going, all right, this is our quarterback room. Who are we going to go with? And obviously it was the right decision, but there's no way the plan was that Daniel Jones was going to be playing at this level. I mean, Daniel Jones has been better than Mike Jones, John Jones, all the Jones. Like, he has been, all the Jones would be good for that matter, Mac Jones. So Indy's going to run away with that division because everybody else is a fraud. The Texans are frauds. C.J. Stroud's a fraud. Jacksonville's a total front runner. When things are going good, there they are. But look what happened to them the last couple of weeks. And I like Liam Cohn. I think it's a good coaching hire. My problem is just the quarterback with Trevor Lawrence. You know what? Who's the dude that calls me every time I'm on Saturday morning? I do that five-hour show like probably three or four times during the month. And some guy calls me all the time. Can't remember his name. Derek, David, something like that. Might even not begin with a D. And says, give Trevor Lawrence his flowers. Call me. Hit me up. 888-710-4ISN. What flowers? Trevor Lawrence stinks. Jacksonville's terrible. They're all frauds. We knew Tennessee was going to be bad, so I don't need to bash them. So Indy's going to run away with that division. In the East, we talked about it for a second in the AFC. Bills, Patriots, flip a coin. I can't believe I'm saying that. Beginning of the year, I thought at best Patriots would be a maybe 9-8 and sneak in the back door of the playoffs type team, and Drake May would be a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. Well, Drake might win the MVP, and they might win the division, talking about the Patriots. They already beat the Bills. They got a better record. They have an easier schedule. And when it comes to the actual way both quarterbacks have played, Josh Allen really hasn't had a great run after that MVP season last year. He doesn't look good at all the last couple of weeks. They stink. Buffalo is much more vulnerable than I think we thought they were just a few weeks ago. After the first month of the season, it looked like it was Philly and everybody else in the NFC and Buffalo and everybody else in the AFC. And what we've learned the last month is we don't really know anything. I'm going to twist my own arm and put some money on New England, I think, to win that division. And then in the North, it's just got to be by default, right? Like process of elimination. It's not Baltimore because they're obviously their season is over with, and I think it was probably going the wrong way even before Lamar got hurt. Cincinnati, same thing. Even if they had a healthy Joe Burrow, we saw Burrow be healthy last year and put up unbelievable numbers, and somehow they missed the playoffs. And the Browns, well, they're still the Browns. So because those other teams have stubbed their toe, does that mean that Pittsburgh's good, legit? They're a playoff team, and they're going to host a playoff game. Do we really believe in Aaron Rodgers? Guess who Aaron Rodgers plays coming up this weekend? That's right. The Green Bay Packers. Green Bay's a 3.5-point favorite in that game. I know where my money's going. I'll tell you here in a little while, but let's switch gears on the other side and talk some NBA basketball because we're less than an hour away from tip-off between the Knicks and the Cavs, and one of those teams isn't just going to get to the finals for the first time in a while. They're going to win the whole thing. I'll tell you who it is coming up next right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Sean Levine.
Welcome back into the show. That is my name. This segment is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. With my guy, Orion, the number is 888-710-4ISN. Around these parts, I just made a couple of bets during that break. NBA, a lot of teams tip off tonight. I put a little triple-double bet down on, what's that ball's name? LaMelo Ball. Yeah, he's the ball with the Hornets. I can never remember. I know that LeVar had the incident with his leg. So I know LeVar's only got one leg, but he still has three balls, right? He still has... LeVar, LiAngelo, and Lonzo. I don't even know where Lonzo is these days, but if he can stay healthy, I'm telling you, that dude, LaMelo Ball, he can ball. So we'll get into the NBA lines tonight, and we'll get into the outlook of the season, because I think it's going to surprise you who the favorite is to win the championship. We all know that the Thunder are the team to beat, and they've got 2-1 odds. So at this point, it's basically the field versus the Thunder, and I would argue it's a better bet to take the field if we knew that they were going to stay healthy. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the championship odds, the MVP and all that. But let's talk about tonight's games, where you got the Knicks and the Cavs. And I think that that's going to be a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals, because I can't really convince myself that anybody else is any good whatsoever. Most of the time at the beginning of the year, start of the NBA season, you're talking about the Eastern Conference, you start with the Boston Celtics. It's pretty easy. Well, the Boston Celtics are a figment of our imagination. Let me pull up the Boston Celtics roster. I happen to have that here. So the Boston Celtics, this is the squad that they're going to put on the floor, because they don't have Jason Tatum, and we know that Tatum is as important as his team is to anybody. Damn it, I can't find there. Anyway, it's crap is what it is. I'll get there in just a second. It's easy to say that team's going to be a borderline playoff team without Tatum, without Drew Holiday, some of the other pieces that they have. There's the shell of themselves. So I'm going to kind of put them down on a team that probably makes the playoffs but doesn't make any noise. Philadelphia? Do we think if they can stay healthy with Joel Embiid? And that roster actually is kind of dangerous and kind of fun, but to me that's a huge stretch. Orlando? Okay, they made a couple of moves in the offseason, but the NBA typically works in incremental steps. Like, if you're going to end up winning a championship, you kind of have to do what the Thunder did the last few years, where you're going out there and you're winning a handful of games, going a little bit over 500, then you win 60 games, and then you go out there and all those are 50 games, then you go out there and win 60, and everybody looks up and goes, okay, damn, that's the team to beat, and then you win the championship. I think Orlando's still... I like the moves they made this offseason, but I'm not completely convinced. So I think it's going to be these two teams that we see tonight. I think it's going to be the Cavaliers and the Knicks. The Knicks are without a couple of their starters tonight, so I don't know exactly how tonight's game goes down. They do have Jalen Brunson, which is good news. But what don't the Knicks have is what I'm asking you, New York basketball fan, because I understand why you're a pessimist. See, some people in life are always told, why are you so negative? Why are you such a jerk? And the answer is, you know what, kid? Because I've lived a pretty rough life. Look, I sound like a dog now. I've lived a pretty rough life. Things haven't always gone easy for me. That's the Knicks. That's the Knick fan. It hasn't always been smooth sailing. So I understand why heading into a season, when somebody comes on the radio like me and says, not only are you going to win the Eastern Conference for the first time in a long time, get to the NBA Finals, but you're going to win the whole thing, it hits the ear a little bit funny. But I'm asking Knicks fans, and tell me if you have the answer. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. What doesn't this Knicks team have to win the championship, even if they happen to go, we can fast forward, and if everything goes perfect head-to-head, even against the Thunder, does anybody else match up pound for pound, player for player, better with the Thunder than the Knicks? I would argue that outside of Oklahoma City, the Knicks aren't just the most dangerous team in the East, they're the most dangerous team in the NBA. Now, I can hear you shouting into your radio up there on the East Coast, Jersey and New York. You guys are yelling into your radio. You're going, I know what the problem is, sports machine, you idiot. The problem is Mike Brown. Well, let's give that a minute, okay? Because with Tom Thibodeau, remember how that whole thing went? It took a while for Knicks fans to think that he was the right guy. In fact, if you just go back to the beginning of last year, the Knicks were coming off a really good season where they won, what, they win 60-something games, a couple of playoff series. Jalen Brunson kind of introduced himself as, if not the best point guard in the league, definitely in the top three or four. He was the dude. And then last year, the Knicks, yeah, it was a little bit of a disappointment the way they ended up going out. But did they really need a fall guy? Were things going that bad? My dad told me a long time ago, he didn't give me that much good advice growing up, but he did tell me, hey, son, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And the Knicks were not broke. I wouldn't have been that surprised if the Knicks made a splash with a player. Like, remember all the Giannis talk in the offseason? And Giannis is under contract, so that was always going to be just a perfect scenario, probably for both teams, if that was ever or is ever going to happen. I don't want to say that's completely dead, because who knows what happens with the Bucks if they get off to a hot start and Giannis gets pissed. I do think he could still end up in New York, but we can cross that bridge when we get there. This offseason, I thought they might try to do something to add to the team that was really good last year. I didn't think they needed to. The fact that they decided to get rid of Tom Thibodeau, who finally Knicks fans, I would say, heavily liked. Is that fair, Knicks fans? Maybe not loved, but finally really liked, because at the beginning, he was just another Knicks bum coach. And then a couple of years in, he's winning some games. And then a couple of years ago, it's like, oh, okay, maybe he is the right guy for Jalen Brunson. I think most Knicks fans, I think in the consensus of the New York Knicks fan, is that they got worse at head coach. That the roster's the same, that the team is good enough to take the next step to make it to the NBA Finals. Damn it, they were good enough last year, and that they made a move just for the sake of making a move. All I'm saying is, let's at least give Mike Brown a chance, because his job's already difficult enough. Which is part of the reason why I think basically everybody that we thought was going to land the gig either turned it down or said, I don't even want to take the interview. Because when you've got that type of expectation, with that type of fan base, with that type of media, and it's championship or bust for the Knicks, that almost seems unfair. But tell me I'm wrong. At least get to the championship or bust. If this New York Knicks team doesn't at least take the next step from what they've been the last couple of years, then what are they really doing here? What's the point? What's the top line on their resume? Why'd they fire their coach? There have been a lot of moves, a lot of shakeups, both on the court and now off, for the Knicks to get to and win the NBA championship, and now is the time. Sorry, Mike Brown, you're the guy, and maybe not even sorry. Maybe you could look at it like the guy got the keys to the Ferrari, because he kind of did. Am I too optimistic, Knick fan? Hit me up, 888-710-4ISN. I wouldn't be surprised if y'all run away with the East, and then the playoffs come around, if you can stay healthy, get to the finals, and then we'll see what happens if it is the Thunder on the other side. Now, we saw a couple of games last night. We saw Kevin Durant's first game. That was epic. Couple of overtimes. Lost to his old team in the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't know how well that's going to ultimately work out for the Rockets. I don't think it's going to work out the way they think it's going to. If I ask you right now, wherever you're listening to me on the Infinity Sports Network, maybe you're coming home from work, getting a little groggy, getting ready to go home, eat some dinner, smoke a cigar, let the dog out. But if I ask you right now, who finished in second place in the Western Conference last year? Do you remember? Because I know that you know that it was the Thunder with one of their best records in NBA history. You know what the second best record, remember those two seed was? The Houston Rockets. So I don't think they're going to win enough games to catch the Thunder and get the one seed. Fred VanVleet's hurt, and you brought in Kevin Durant. And Durant looked good last night, and it was a fun game, but we're talking about at this point a, what, 36-year-old Kevin Durant. And sometimes we're fools for trying something new. You know what I mean? Like, you go to the store, and you love a certain brand of shrimp, but you're like, eh, that's on discount. I think I'm going to try that stuff. And then that's on you. You should have just gone with what you know. It feels like teams have tried the last few years to still make Kevin Durant what he was way back in the day with the Thunder, when he was the best scorer in the league, and even those couple of years when he won the championships with Golden State. That was a long time ago now. We've seen the experiment in Brooklyn go as south as it possibly could have with Kevin Durant. And I'm not just blaming Durant, Harden, and Kyrie in the front office and injuries. There was a lot of stunk on that whole experiment. But Kevin Durant was the guy they built it around. And look at that roster now and going forward. They're a train wreck. I would say the biggest reason why the Brooklyn Nets are going to suck for the next 5 years is because the Kevin Durant experiment exploded right in their face. And then somehow Phoenix went, what is that piece of dynamite there? I'm going to pick that thing up. And guess what happened? It exploded all over the Phoenix Suns. Surprise. The Suns last year, at this point, heading into the season, had the fourth best odds to win the NBA Finals. You know why they didn't win the Finals? Because they didn't make the playoffs. You know how hard it is to miss the playoffs in the NBA in 2024, 25, whatever it was? Damn. And I would say the main reason for that was because they decided to break up the team. They went to a championship a couple of years before to build around Kevin Durant. How'd that go? And then somehow Houston thinks that makes them better, this version of Kevin Durant. It's almost like, have you, to the single guys out there, have you ever gotten with a girl because back in high school, she was like the prom queen or she was really hot? And then 15, 20 years later, you're like, man, she doesn't look as good. And like, she's got a couple of teeth missing, smells like cigarettes, put on a few pounds, whatever. But that was Jenny. Jenny, you know what I mean? That's how teams still look at Kevin Durant. I don't get it. He's not that guy anymore. Let's look at tonight's games. Cavs-Knicks. Cleveland's 1.5-point favorite because the Knicks are without a couple of starters. Nets at the Hornets. Is Charlotte ever going to be good at basketball? Like, it feels like ever since the Bobcats, I guess, were good for, like, they had that one good year, right? And or am I just making that up? No, the Hornets have sucked forever. Man, remember Larry Johnson? Alonzo Mourning? I guess that was like 30 years ago. You probably don't. Heat Magic tonight. Raptors and Hawks. 76ers. Embiid is back. Tatum is not. Pistons at the Bulls tonight. Detroit's a 2.5-point favorite. Pistons, one of those sneaky, fun, defensive-minded, they got a superstar in Cade Cunningham-type teams, where you're going to look up at the end of this year and go, what do you mean they won 58 games? What do you mean the Pistons are the two seed? Remember, you heard here first. Pelicans at Grizzlies. Both those teams tip off the season tonight. Memphis, a 4.5-point favorite at the crib. Bucks, an 8.5-point favorite in Milwaukee against the Wizards. Clippers on the road at the Jazz. A lot of people are buying into the Clippers. Or I don't know if people are actually buying into them, but Las Vegas is trying to get us to buy into the Clippers. They've got the fourth best odds right now to win the whole thing. The Clippers. Like, I feel like I'm missing something here. Spurs at Mavericks. That's going to be a fun one. That's Victor Wembanyama. I don't know why I put the emphasis on that syllable. Victor Wembanyama taking on Cooper Flagg tonight. I put in a little bet that Cooper Flagg was going to score more than 20 points at 3-1 odds. It's not crazy, right? I don't know. Maybe it is now that I think about if he has Wembanyama on him. That's not good. Kings at Suns is your late game. And Timberwolves on the road at the Blazers. Minnesota is a 4.5-point favorite in that game. Coming up on the other side, I got a Levine's list for you. Speaking of the NBA, these are the best players, the best careers since the year 2000. Where's Kobe? Where's Steph Curry? Did Jokic make the list? Who's number one? We'll get to that in a little bit. We'll get back in the football. We got plenty of time, but right now it's time for a sports flash with Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Sean Levine.
That's me. No JR tonight, but you got Ryan and myself for the next 3 hours and change on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. Those are the digits around here. I'll get you Levine's list in just a few minutes. Since the NBA season has officially tipped off, I hate it when people say the NBA season's kicked off. No, it's tipped off. The NFL kicks off. The NBA tips off. Damn it. Tonight's Levine's list is going to be the best careers of any NBA player since the year 2000. So, you know the names. I don't know what order you got in. I know where I do. We'll get to that list here in just a couple of minutes. I got a text during the break. We all have that friend that texts us nonsense all the time, right? Memes and links, and you just never open it. And I don't know if they know it or not. But that's my buddy Nick. He texts me probably twice a day. And for some reason, I decided to open this one. It was worthwhile because it was the most dangerous animals, the most likely animal to kill you in every single state. So I feel like we have to get to that at some point also. Like, wait till you hear Tennessee. This is going to weird you out. Maybe if you're in Tennessee, no. But I bet it surprises the rest of you. So we'll get there. Before we get to all that fun in my list, I told you about that Boston Celtics depth chart. I found it. Check this out. Let's say that Jaylen Brown is out because he's day-to-day right now. Then this is your starting five. Derek White, Anfernee Simons, Josh, is it Minot? Do I pronounce the T's or is that like Minot, French? This Josh fella, Sam Hauser, and Ryan, can you help me with this? The center, maybe? Do you know anything about a Nemias Quita? There's no way I said that right. There's
Nemias Quita.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He played a little bit last year, but there's a couple guys here I know.
I wouldn't know. Say his name again. Nemias Quita.
Nemias Quita. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. He was a rotational player that played very little last year, but he
I hope that's how you
so
say
bad.
His name. That's a bad, like when no. You say it, it sounds badass. Anyway, I wouldn't know that guy if he came in here with his full uniform on. And then you got Luke Garza and Xavier Tillman coming off the bench. Obviously, Peyton Pritchard's a baller. Hugo Gonzalez? That's real. Max Scholga and Chris Boucher. Bobby Boucher. That's the team. That's That is your 2025, at least right now, Boston Celtics. And I don't think Jason Tatum's coming back, even though modern surgery provides miracles all the time. So who knows? That brings us right to tonight's Levine's List. If you've got some beats, Ryan, now would be the time. Now the NBA season is here. I thought, who are the best players, let's say, of this generation? I think that's fair, right? Like of the last 20, 25 years. So I went back to who's had the best career since the year 2000. As always, I only got room for five. Honorable mention, Dwayne Wade. If you live in the 305, then you probably just ran your car off the side of the road, hopefully not into the water. But you're like, what? Dwayne Wade? Dwayne Wade the GOAT? Nah, he was good. Borderline great. The thing about Dwayne Wade, and maybe it's not fair that I'm holding this against him because he did stay in Miami. I know we went to Cleveland for a cup of coffee, but nobody remembers that. He doesn't even remember that. So he's basically a Miami guy his entire career, even when they weren't good. But he also knew if I just stay here, the free agents are going to come. And they did. First, it was Shaquille O'Neal. Then eventually it was this guy named LeBron and Chris Bosh, and they formed the big three. So as good as Dwayne Wade was, I just wonder how good he would have been if he would have had average teammates around him where the Heat didn't buy a handful of those championships. I'm not taking anything away. He's just not in the top five of this generation. It pains me to leave Dirk off this list because Dirk, when the Mavericks won that championship around him, was the most unlikely championship in our lifetime. And I don't care if you're listening to me and you're 16 or 36 or 86. And I'm talking about in all sports. How in the hell did that Dallas Mavericks team, by the way, remember who they beat? LeBron James and that big three with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade that we were just talking about. The rest of his teammates, it was like, I'm trying to remember. Jason Kidd, Jason Terry, Sean Marion, a bunch of guys you'd call Unk. And somehow Dirk Nowitzki and that team won the championship. Don't look now, but Dirk is also the sixth leading scorer in the history of the NBA. But I don't have him as one of the top five players since the year 2000. But don't get it twisted. I love me some Dirk. Kevin Garnett. I respect Garnett more than I do other guys that left to win a championship somewhere else. I always hold this against Kevin Durant, by the way. You're not going to hear his name. If you're expecting to hear the name Kevin Durant, you're not. He's not one of the top 10 best players, sorry, of this generation. He's certainly not one of the top five. If you want to argue, hit me up. We can do that. We got time. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. But whenever I talk about Kevin Durant and the championships, I always say that he ran scared. Because Kevin Durant, if we remember, played for the Thunder, stuck around for a while, and then he could hear people saying, it's not going to happen here, you're the best player in the league without a ring. And he went to the most ready-made product, the Golden State Warriors, who, by the way, won a championship before, and they've won a championship since, that I just can't respect you necessarily for making that decision. I don't mind you leaving and chasing a ring. I actually give LeBron more credit for going to Miami and forming a super team than I do to Durant for going to Golden State to maybe the already most made super team that he had nothing to do with. He just made it easier. And if anybody says, yeah, but sports machine, he was the MVP of those finals. Well, somebody else is going to get those shots and they're probably going to win anyway. So I don't look necessarily at Kevin Garnett's championship the same way. He was a good soldier, and he stuck around Minnesota for some pretty bad years. So good for him to get that ring on the way out with the Celtics, but he doesn't make my list. And the most debatable one that also is not on the list, and then we'll get there, Tim Duncan. Timmy was great. Four-time NBA champion and did it with a bunch of dudes, really through a couple of different eras. But once I give you my top five best basketball players since the year 2000, tell me who we're going to take off the list if you want to fight me. At number five, Nikola Jokic. Once Jokic gets a second ring, and I'm still confident that he's going to. Now, there's also a chance. We know Jokic, how much he loves his ponies and just kind of likes basketball. Doesn't it feel like basketball is just a hobby for Nikola Jokic? He's just really good at it, so he does it kind of in his spare time. That's what pays the bills. I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls an Andrew Luck in the next couple of years and he says, I'm going home, bye, it was fun. if he sticks around, Jokic going to get another ring. He's too good. You don't win all those MVPs and average a triple-double at 7 feet tall with that skill set and not win at least two rings. Honestly, he might go down as the greatest American team sport athlete not to win multiple rings if he doesn't win another one. They all do. Shaq, Kobe, LeBron, Peyton Manning, Brady, Mahomes, all the best win multiple rings. Once Jokic does, then we have to talk about where he is all-time. Then we can start to talk about, is that guy a top five all-time NBA player? But right now, I've just got him at number five of this generation. At number four, Steph Curry. Nobody changed the game of basketball throughout his career more than Steph. Just go into a local rec center and watch some 5'8 white kid with pretty good handle shooting from inside half court. And his coach won't even tell him that's a bad shot. That's because of Steph Curry. The game's completely changed. There's no reason that a guy like that has had that type of a career, where he turned out to be the greatest shooter of all time, four rings. And again, I've got him as the fourth best player of the entire generation. Knocked down more threes than anybody, and that's going to be a hard one to catch. At number three, the Diesel, the big Aristotle, Superman, Shaquille O'Neal, four-time NBA champion, three-time NBA MVP. And when people say the most dominant player of all time, he was the most dominant player of all time, especially playing in an era where there were other big guys. Wilt was playing against a bunch of dudes who looked like my Uncle Stewart. No offense, Stewart, but come on. Number two, best basketball player in the last 25 years of the generation, Kobe Bryant. Five titles. And Kobe also, I hate to say it, but because he passed away the way he did, he's going to go down as the most legendary player of all time. Probably even more legendary when you think about it than Michael Jordan. Not a better player, but just when you think about his career and then his life afterwards, the philanthropist that he was, and then unfortunately the way that it ended too soon, I still think that's probably the hardest death for us, athlete death for a lot of us to handle, where it's still like, seriously, when I say it right now, isn't it like, damn, Kobe Bryant's no longer with us. I got him at number two as the second best player of the generation. And you probably guessed at this point, number one, Manute Bol. I'm lying. Number one, LeBron James. 10 NBA titles, 4 rings. And to me, the thing that's most impressive about LeBron that I'm not sure even enough people talk about is his longevity. He's been in his prime his entire career. And he got in the league in 03, and now it's 25. So this will be season number 23. I don't know what you were doing 23 years ago, but that's when LeBron James started playing in the NBA, and he's done it every single season since. Take his team to the playoffs, had very minimal injuries, and if you just think about the other guys that came out of his draft class. So LeBron was one. Remember Darko Milicic? He was number two. Darko Milicic has been working on like a wine farm with grapes for the last 15 years, and I'm not making that up. Carmelo Anthony's been retired now for 5 or 6 years. Dwayne Wade's been out of the game for damn near a decade. All these guys were in his class, and they're still LeBron. 1 hour down, 3 more coming up. Let's talk some football. We cool with that? I'm the sports machine, Sean Levine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.